This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, when we got this one, I was like, huh? Because you can always email us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs on Facebook or on Instagram. It's funny when people message us and go, where can I submit it? Am I the jerk? I'm like, you could have just done that. Now we have to do a whole nother back and forth because you would have solved the problem by just sending it.
You could have just kept typing. It's safe. You could have just kept typing.
Send it, you know? They said, ready for this?
Give
them a name at the end.
I got you.
Am I the jerk for wanting to ruin a surprise for a 12-year-old?
Yes.
That's exactly what I thought, but...
Their name is Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, the jerk. I read this. Just...
I'm listening.
Here's what she said. She said, here's my story. So my birthday is Thursday. I know some people may not care when it's their birthday, but I take my birthday kind of serious.
Oh, you one of them.
By the way, today is Thursday, but we got this earlier in the week. Just putting it out there. Oh, today is Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. So she says, I know some people may not care when it's their birthday, but I take my birthday kind of serious. I'm a single mom since 2010 and now again, a single mom to a 3-year-old. I get one day a year where it's all about me. Being a single parent with no village, you don't get days where it's all about you. So I look forward to my birthday. I decided to buy tickets to bring my 3-year-old to see Disney on Ice.
Oh, that is this. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's this
Disney on Ice is this weekend.
So Now it's all making sense.
It's because it's All-Star Weekend. There's nothing going on in Pfizer Forum. Disney on Ice is taking over.
That's it. So she said, I decided to buy tickets to bring my 3-year-old to Disney on Ice. My 14-year-old daughter could care less about seeing Disney on Ice, so she is just along for the ride. Now, here's my am I the jerk. I invited my best friend and her daughter, who's 12 years old, to join us. She was able to get seats right behind us.
Cool.
She then tells me to let my oldest daughter know not to say anything to her daughter about it. She wants it to be a surprise for her.
Oh, because they're friends. Got it.
Yeah. So while talking to my daughter about this, I told her I don't care if she ruins the surprise and tells her it's my birthday. It's not about surprising her daughter. Honestly, I don't think she comprehends that her daughter could care less about seeing Disney on Ice. She's 12 years old. That's an opinion.
That is.
That's a total opinion.
Unless she knows, but then it's still an opinion.
She said, I honestly invited my best friend to share the enjoyment and excitement of my 3-year-old daughter and also to hang out with me on my day. Hmm. So am I the jerk if my oldest ruins the surprise? Okay.
There's so many different, different ways.
You are. For me, it's like, why are you, are so selfish. I know it's your birthday, but why are you going out of your way to intentionally ruin other people's times? Like, now
that is
you
selfish.
Don't deserve a good birthday if that's your attitude about it.
Do you feel?
Then you're saying you're going to bring your 3-year-old and it's about them. Was it about them?
Is it about them or you?
Who's it about?
I did catch that and went, okay, so are you?
You sound petty and I'm petitious
and
as they
petitious,
come.
And we're petitious.
But you sound nasty.
But hold on.
What?
Do you think she's kind of leading her daughter into saying, go ahead and ruin the surprise? Because she basically didn't say, hey, tell her. She said, I don't care if you do or don't because it's about me. Mm. Now she's putting it on the daughter, basically.
Which is even more awkward. She said, talking to my daughter, I told her I don't care if she ruins the surprise. Why would you? Now you're being a bad example to your kid.
This girl's
listening right now, so I'm going to have to face this woman one day. But listen, you're being really, really immature right now.
We said it was safe to really slide into the DMs. We ain't say it was safe to be lit up on air.
So
you might get lit up.
So I'm glad you're going to Disney on Ice.
But hold on.
Okay, talk me through this, DZ, because you know I'm hot. I think it sounds ridiculous.
As somebody that does not care for their birthday, myself,
sure.
I don't care for my birthday. You know this about me.
I do. You don't like the attention.
I'm indifferent for it, right? I don't like it.
Too bad we already started planning your party for June. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up. I know there's a lot of people that do really like their birthdays.
It's a big deal for them.
My dad used to tell me... And my dad's the person who I got not caring about holidays from, right? He used to tell me, the day of your birth is the only day that is actually yours. Mm-hmm. We share all other holidays, Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. Easter.
Yeah.
We share Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We share, even birthdays sometimes we end up sharing with people. But that's the one day that is quote unquote yours, where it is dedicated to you. And if you want to make it a special endeavor and make sure that it is all focused on you, bet. But then make sure that it is all focused on you.
Yeah.
And she's going about it the wrong way, but can we say that she's at least being honest and direct in her say-so?
I will give her points for that. She's being brutally honest.
Brutally
to the
honest.
Point where she doesn't care if she's the jerk. But I will say this. So I'm a single parent. Let's go there too. Let's talk about this. I didn't really appreciate that because I understand that you're saying it's always about them.
Sure.
Welcome to the thankless job of parenting. I'm not saying you wanted to be a single mom. I didn't see myself being a single mom. I get angry too, and I get frustrated, but guess what? That's our job. It's not about us. They're thankless, they're selfish, they're ungrateful, and then they kiss you and say, I love you, and it's all better
again.
Magically worth it. So it's hard for me as a single parent also. I understand why you feel like nothing's about you, but you're right. Nothing's about you. And that's a choice when you have kids. Do you know what I mean?
This is kind of pointless because we won't know this, but I struggle to wonder if she's an only child. Because only children tend to...
Is it giving that energy?
It's giving. Mm. It's giving, for sure. Because only children tend to struggle to split attention with anything else that doesn't involve them. What I mean is, since it's her 3-year-old daughter, she's cool with the excitement for her daughter.
Yeah.
Because that's a little piece of her.
Yeah.
And then since it's her birthday, it's cool.
Right.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Only child energy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you grow up sharing. You don't grow up having special only days, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a thing when you got siblings, and especially when you got more than one.
And you know what I hear? I hear a lot of things I'd be grateful for in this, where I would appreciate, where she needs a different perspective, where I'd be so excited that my 13-year-old has a 12-year-old friend with them to hang out with. Like, these are little things that I would actually really appreciate, not going, let's ruin it for your friend. Be glad your kid has a friend.
And thank you for saying that, because
seriously,
actually, the friend is kind of going out of their way. They even look for tickets near your seats to sit by you. I think the least you could do is give them a little bit of a grace and say, we could surprise your daughter, that's fine. But as soon as that surprise is done, guess who's wearing the crown again? Me.
You, yeah. Or just let your friend surprise her daughter and, all right.
You're pulling up separate anyway, bro.
Is she the jerk for ruining a surprise for a 12-year-old? Petitious Patty?
Petitious Patty.
Are we in?
Ooh, we're in.
All
and
right.
I'm calling Petitious Patty not a jerk. I know. Don't look at me like that.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not. It's selfish. It's self-centered.
Yes.
It's absolutely atrocious behavior.
But you're saying, what, 'cause
she's honest? But I'm saying not the jerk because she's at least being direct. And in the world of bleep them kids, she's really saying bleep
she's
them kids.
Literally saying bleep them kids. Yeah.
We don't mean it. She's meaning it, bro. She's standing 10 toes and I can't disrespect her for it. I'm not her and I would never be her, but I can't call it a jerk because she's standing
jerk.
On business.
Also, Patty, where are you sitting so I don't sit near you? Disney on Ice.
But for real, though.
But for real, where are your seats?
But let us know. I can win you right, dog.
Come on now. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, wow, you're being the jerk, Allie.
Wait, what?
Did you hear the entire... No, now you agree. Now, oh. Somebody said, oh, Jesse from West Bend, her friend can surprise her daughter and still celebrate your birthday the day of. Jerk.
Ooh, we're split already, I see.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for ruining a surprise for a 12-year-old. We got a lot of texts coming in, but let's go ahead and go to the phones too. You know what? Screw it. Ben in Port Washington. I'll read one. How's that?
Okay, Ben.
He said, I agree with what you all are saying. She's making it about her, but then making it about her 3-year-old. I don't think you get to pick and choose who it's about and who it's not just because it's your birthday.
Mm.
Appreciate that. Put your big girl pants on and act the age that you're turning. I know your friend wants to be there with you and also wants to surprise her daughter, regardless if her daughter cares or not. So...
Birthday girl will disagree. She says this is exactly about her, and she gets to do whatever she wants and make it a focus about whoever she wants.
100%. Petitious Patty wrote in and wants to know if she's a jerk because her friend is coming to Disney on Ice with her and her kids, and she said, I don't care if they ruin the surprise for her friend's kids because it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, by the way. What a birthday we're giving her.
Yeah, feliz cumpleaños.
Yay! Okay, let's go to Josie in Brookfield.
Good morning, Josie.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Jerk or not the jerk? Go.
It's hot, we know.
1,000% jerk.
Ooh, extra zero.
I didn't intentionally do this on her birthday. It just happened this way, okay?
All right. Shapes like that.
I was an accident. I wasn't thinking until
birthday
I read
jerk.
It. I read it out loud. Whoops. All right, Josie, go ahead. Why?
I just feel like her friend's daughter being there, regardless if she knows beforehand that it's a surprise, is not going to ruin her day. What is the point of ruining it for her, the 12-year-old? So my 10-year-old is in the car with me, and we both said, jerk, you got a double one.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, and honestly, she's mad that her friend wants to, her friend's surprising her own daughter. And she was more mad that somebody else was getting surprised on her birthday,
right.
And it wasn't all about her. And I'm like, is it? I don't know. I'm with you, Josie.
Does she think that the daughter's going to like walk all the way into Pfizer Forum and not realize what's going on? Right? She's going to get somewhere close to downtown and be like, oh, we're going to Disney on Ice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like, the daughter's 12, not 5.
Right.
Not
fair
one,
enough.
Not two. Like, they're 12.
Mm-hmm.
She and I know we're assuming, mm-hmm. but she really might be indifferent
yeah.
about going or not, mm-hmm. and is just excited to be somewhere in public and
yeah.
out with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
It's still the gist of, come on, dog.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Josie, what's your daughter's name?
Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Sup, youngin'.
All right, thanks for calling. Josie says jerk, and her daughter.
Double jerk.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
All right, next up we have, let's go to Amy in Muskego. She's going to be spicy.
Ooh.
Whichever way she goes.
Hi,
Amy.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like you're one of those callers. It's like you're at the races. You have to like let the gate open.
I swear to God, listen,
go.
I'm gonna need everybody to calm down.
Yes, you're right.
And
yes,
like
okay,
hold
go.
Off and let me get through every once in a while. But no, she is a jerk.
Double up.
Go on.
Baby. What is wrong with you? What are you trying to teach your child? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's your birthday. You can cry if you want to. You can throw a fit. You can do whatever you want, right?
Touché.
I'm all for it.
If you know, you know.
Why are you trying to teach your daughter to be like that, to have energy like that, to go out into the world
and
turn your daughter into a selfish person?
A mean person.
As yourself. Exactly.
You're
turning her into a mean girl. Knock it off. Amen. You used to beat those girls up in high school.
Allegedly.
I have no ties to nothing. Nobody knows me out in Guadalajara, I swear.
Exactly. Allegedly, Amy.
And this has been the Church of Amy.
Mic drop, amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, guess what?
Baby, I love y'all so much.
You won the race. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love y'all. I miss you guys so much.
We love you back, bro. Great to hear from
you. Bye, Amy.
Bye.
All right, so two jerks. Before we get to our third caller, let me read some more texts here because we have a lot of texts.
Is anybody saying not the jerk?
I'm having trouble finding one. Crystal in Elkhorn said, the minute you decided to take your children to Disney on Ice for your birthday, it wasn't about you anymore. She's the jerk.
I guess that is a fair point. Unless you're one of them Disney adults that loves Disney stuff.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, me. I love Disney.
Who doesn't? Come on. Lori from Cedarburg texted in and said, she's a jerk. Yes. Granted, it's her birthday. But why is she excited for the 3-year-old and not for the 13-year-old? That's got a friend who's going. What about Mother's Day? That should be all about her as well for being selfish.
Uh-huh. Because it's her daughter, so she assimilates that daughter as a piece of her. It's her rib. Mm-hmm. So she's going, that's going to make me feel good on my birthday to see my daughter's joy. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make me feel good on my birthday to see your daughter's joy.
Oh boy, listen to this. Somebody texted in and didn't sign their name, which I understand. Jerk. And needs professional and emotional counseling. As a single father with a narcissist X, this is textbook narcissism. And my kid's mom if this wasn't the person's birthday today, I would have asked if it was my ex. He said this actually triggered my PTSD of my former relationship with my kid's mom.
I'm sorry, Papa.
Oh, shout out to the single dads, too.
I mean, no, for real, shout out to the single parents just making it happen.
Period.
Men, women, making it happen.
What did I say? It's a thankless job, though. And so is parenting when you have two parents.
I was going to say,
you have two parents.
I wasn't trying to associate or take y'all shine, but listen.
Seriously.
Having two of us in the household ain't much easier, y'all.
Yeah, Shannon, who won Hozier tickets, texted in and said, jerk on all the way around. Jerk for thinking only single parents get one day for themselves. Jerk for thinking a 12-year-old wouldn't love Disney on Ice and be surprised about it. Jerk for not caring about ruining a surprise. How selfish. I've never been so 10 toes down on someone being a jerk.
Dang, son. And I really looked the hard way to not the jerk,
you
right?
You try to find the positive in everybody
it's
and
her
everything.
Day.
It's her day. Laura in Waukesha, jerk. She's already sharing the attention with her daughter. Let the 12-year-old have a fun moment. Okay, fine. Let's go to Amanda in Racine.
Uh-oh.
Maybe she'll go the other way.
Maybe.
Amanda.
Big boom.
Listen, am I the jerk for reading this on her actual birthday?
That's debatable.
That's tomorrow's.
I'm gonna go with it.
That's tomorrow's. Am I the jerk? Say it ain't.
That's the one time I might say I'm the jerk. Okay, fine. Right. No, Amanda, what do you think?
I think she's being a jerk, though. She's being a Krabby Patty, by the way.
Not the fun friend. Yeah.
Dang, a birthday sweet.
Yeah, come on. I mean, I'd be excited about anything. So, I mean, if anybody surprised me, I'd be like, woohoo, yay. Like Dave and Buster's games or maybe some Summerfest tickets from some people. If I got that, I'd be very surprised and excited, you know?
Something, bro. But nah, she doesn't even care.
Emma in Sheboygan texted in and said, big old jerk, why is this even a question? LOL, grow up.
I thought there'd at least be one person. I ain't see this being a birthday broom.
Mm-hmm. It's a birthday broom.
Everybody can have fun, though. Everybody can win. So,
well, and that is part
that's how I think of it.
You know what I always think about when you're a happy person? You want people to be happy, and you want everyone that you love around you to be happy. Because when I'm unhappy, I don't want the people around me to be happy. But when I'm happy, I want everyone around me to be happy. Because we've all been both. Let's be real. And if you have the self-awareness to go, wow, why do I only care about making myself happy if everyone else is miserable? You're not happy.
Gee, you just blew my mind.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you just blew my mind.
You're happy. You want everyone that you love around you to be happy too. Period.
You know how I remove myself from situations and I could not think like me or whatever? Mm-hmm. I got back into my shoes and I went, if this was my birthday and one of my peoples was like, hey, you know, I want to surprise my kid. Like, do you mind? I would love that. Mm-hmm. You want to surprise your kid on my birthday? Aww, oh, that's cool, man. Yeah. I'd please take the attention. Mm-hmm. Use that. Yes, I love
you, Vivi. Yes.
I'd be all for it, man. I'd welcome it. Because if it's going to bring somebody joy, it's going to bring me joy.
The only time you're unhappy for other people is when you're unhappy.
No, Allie, you hit that right on the nose.
I've lived too much life at this point. I have to check myself sometimes and go, wow, why am I not happy for this person? Oh, I must be unhappy. And when I'm happy for everyone, then I'm proud of that, right? And you should be too. So think about that, everybody. This has been the Church of Allie.
Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate you, Amanda.
Amanda, love you.
Love you guys. Bye. Peace.
Wow. Broom on the birthday.
I am the jerk, though, for reading it on her birthday. I didn't piece it together until we were reading it. I swear.
That's tomorrow's Am I the Jerk. Don't answer for yourself now. I'll find a way to call you not the jerk.
Fine. You know what? You will, because you want me to be happy because you're my friend.
My dog.
Yeah. And if you know, you know. If you were listening, you get it. All right. Are you ready to give away these tickets to The Weeknd?
I think so. I'd love to surprise somebody with these tickets and not ruin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, that means you're happy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.